And up next, we continue our conversations with candidates vying to be Idaho's next governor. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.
Donating a car to Boise State Public Radio is fast, easy, and secure. We accept any vehicle, running or not, including cars, trucks, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and more. We work with our colleagues at Idaho Youth Ranch to ensure that your donation delivers the highest possible gift to Boise State Public Radio, and that your experience is convenient, efficient, and even fun. Find out all the details right now at boisestatepublicradio.org.
Good afternoon. We'll return to Idaho Matters here in just a moment here on Boise State Public Radio News. Don't forget, you can listen in to the program again, rebroadcast each weeknight at 8 o'clock on your NPR station. Also coming up this afternoon in the 1 o'clock hour, it's the BBC News Hour, and we visit China's football, soccer academy, that is, as the country chases a World Cup dream. That's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour on the BBC News Hour on Boise State Public Radio News. Partly sunny skies today at Boise. High temperatures approaching 70 degrees and looking pleasant into tomorrow. A chance for showers on Friday and low 60s in the forecast tomorrow in the Treasure Valley. Mostly sunny in Twin Falls, Burley, and the Magic Valley today. Highs around 70 degrees with calm winds and mostly sunny. Partly sunny, a slight chance for thunderstorms and mid-60s in Haley and the Wood River Valley. And in McCall and the Payette Lakes region, mid-50s. Partly sunny skies today, a chance for showers this afternoon and mostly cloudy skies coming your way. And then in northeastern Nevada, scattered showers, mid-60s in Jackpot and Wells on this Thursday.
Support comes from listeners like you and Challenger School, dedicated to inspiring children to embrace challenge and find joy and self-worth through achievement for over 50 years. Enrollment is accepted year-round. More information, including locations, is available at challengerschool.com.
You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This week, we're hearing from candidates vying for their party's nomination for governor in the upcoming May 15th primary election. James Dawson spoke with Lisa Marie, an entrepreneur and children's activist who ran for Congress 2 years ago, but only earned about 7% of the vote in the Republican primary. First, she unveils her plan to address the estimated 62,000 Idahoans who don't qualify for Medicaid or a health insurance subsidy.
Well, the first thing that we need to do is we have too much money that's being misappropriated. So we have to start from ground zero. And at ground zero, we need to see actually how much money we actually have, because we don't know. And when we talk about misappropriation of funds, most people don't trust our government. And people that can't afford health insurance, there are people that want to stay on health insurance and they want to stay feeding off of the government. And then there are many people that don't want to feed off the government. In the actuality, the only way that we're going to get out of this is the private sector has to step up and be able to help these people on a one-on-one change their financial status.
So we're talking about shifting sort of the responsibility of helping people get health insurance who might be maybe low income, right? They aren't currently able to afford health insurance and really rely on private companies or nonprofits. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we are misappropriating funds, we have no idea where it's going. And so the only way that we can account, just like when we do a budget and you're going to come into a family's house and their budget is a mess, you have to sit down and just say, okay, where is all the money? What is your income? What is your income? And then once we can determine exactly how much money that we have, then we know where that money can go, because everyone needs to be able to have health. And the fact of the matter is we're not focusing on prevention.
Shifting over to education, Idaho ranks 40th in the nation for its low high school graduation rates. How would you tackle that problem when Idaho is already projected to have a shortage of skilled workers over the next few years?
Well, the reality is our whole school system is a failed system. It was failed from the beginning.
In what way?
Well, it's become quite obvious that where we are in school today, a number of these students who actually are the ones that are the, well, you would say, the geniuses, the ones that are so outside the box, these young people in school are criticized. And many of them end up committing suicide because they don't have the support that they need. So what I see our school system doing is taking those that are leaders and actually imploding them. our children are being murdered every day in this country.
Murdered how, though?
We're in population control. We are run by the elite. And the elite don't want our children to be president. They don't want them to be governors. They don't want them to be senators and congressmen.
But so how does that relate to getting more Idaho students to graduate high school?
Because they have to be able to change the laws. They have to be involved in setting their sights and saying, I'm going to be governor. I'm going to be senator. I'm going to be Congress. I can make a difference. Many of these kids actually don't see any future in our government. They don't see any future in our world because right now, one out of three people have cancer, and we're dealing with 50% who have chronic diseases.
If you are elected governor, since Idaho is growing so quickly, well, what would you do to preserve Idaho's traditions while also embracing its identity as the fastest growing state in the country right now?
Well, the reason why it's the fastest growing state is because it's a very clean state. A lot of people want to come here because there isn't garbage all over the place, because I travel all over the country. The other side to it is you can at least have your kids go from one neighbor's house to another and not get shot. And in my opinion, from the people that I'm talking to when I travel, they like coming here because they like the outdoors and they like the fact that their children can actually ride their bicycle down the street. But we have a planet problem.
But what policies would you adopt to actually preserve Idaho's urban-rural identity?
Laws have to be changed. And the only way—
But which laws?
Well, there's a number of laws, and I can't go through all of them right now because there's too many. But there are laws that have to be changed. There are laws that have to be added. And the fact of the matter is, this world is run by the children, and they don't have a voice because they are not looking at taking on these elected positions. So we're dealing with the same people and the same criminals and the same people that have greed, that take our lands and end up controlling them for money, rather than controlling these lands to make sure that we are doing the right, clean thing.
Since it's such a contested primary with many candidates running for the Republican and Democratic nominations, how would you plan to represent those who might not vote for you if you were to secure that nomination?
You know, here again, I told you that it's very difficult on answering the standard political questions because we are in a dire situation. And so I'm going to go a little outside of that right now. But our country, our nation is
in a dire— Could you stay in it, though?
I'm going to go there. I'll stay in with you. But we are in a dire situation, which means that this state is in a dire situation. And the dire situation that we have is that we have environmental problems that cause problems to our human beings and to our animals.
That was Lisa Marie, who is seeking the Republican nomination for Idaho governor. Up next, we hear from GOP hopeful Harley Brown. Brown has held a variety of jobs, from a naval engineer to truck driver to cabbie. Before this gubernatorial run, he ran for president in 2016. The last time he ran for governor in 2014, he picked up a little more than 3% of the vote in the primary. Samantha Wright sat down with Brown and asked him, as governor, what would he do to provide health insurance coverage to the estimated 62,000 who do not qualify for Medicaid or Affordable Care Act subsidies?
Well, as a hardcore right-winger Republican, frankly, my dear, I don't go for any of that crap. Now, that position is negotiable, okay? I'm not as hardcore like I am on guns about this, but I don't think it's the government's business to be in the insurance business. I mean, it's bad enough the state runs liquor stores, but, you know, I don't think for sure the Fed shouldn't be involved in this. But the state under the 10th Amendment, you know, is authorized to do that. But as the song says, it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. And like I say, I'm willing to hear other views, and I'm not super locked in concrete on that rather hardcore policy.
Idaho ranks 40th in the nation for its low high school graduation rates. How would you tackle that problem? Idaho is already projected to have a shortage of skilled workers over the next few years.
Yeah, now that's something else. There's three young people groups that I really, my heart goes out for. One are the aborted babies. They never had a chance. Two are these kids graduating from college with, you know, $100,000 worth of debt. And the third are the poor little foster kids who are just looking for a home and somebody to adopt them, okay? But on that college kid stuff, I got a degree in engineering, okay? And they ran math down my throat, and I never used it once I got out of the college.
So what should the kids do?
The kids, they should have an academic smorgasbord. If they want to be plumbers, they can be plumbers. They want to be carpenters or long-haul truck drivers like I got from the VA. They trained me how to be a truck driver. Electricians, steel workers, surveyors, you know. These are very well-paying jobs, and they can start their own companies and the academics are not that marketable, especially if you get a degree in history of German ballet or something. So I'm all for technical trades. I don't blame them for not wanting to go to college and getting into debt. It's a scourge of their generation.
Idaho has a rich Western heritage, treasured in its rural areas, but the urban centers are growing quickly. What would you do to preserve Idaho's traditions while embracing its identity as the fastest growing state in the country?
I live out in the country. I don't like homeowners associations, which are another little layer of government you got to pay homage to, or they'll put a lien on your home. And, you know, I like it out there where I can be free, and that's my particular personal choice. When you get a bunch of people stacked up in the cities, they're easy prey for government if they ever wanted to take over, you know. I'm not an urban type of a guy, you know. Personally, I like the country. You know, a country boy can survive. If there was ever a massive breakdown of our computers or our grid system, you know, you can get a generator out there and live and survive. Where if you're herded up into some apartment complex, you're totally dependent upon infrastructure beyond your control. And I don't blame people for wanting to go to the city. But it's their choice, and let them live with their consequences.
That was GOP hopeful Harley Brown speaking to our Samantha Wright. Tomorrow, we wrap up our look at the candidates running for governor in next week's primary election.